Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
It's the time of year when everyone is making plans to hit the road. If you're gearing up to get outside, Amazon Automotive is here to help. Whether you're hitting the beach, the trail, or somewhere in between, you'll find great deals on parts and accessories for your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Simply visit us online to customize your vehicle with a wide selection of floor mats, bike racks, camping equipment, power sports, accessories, and more. Get going today at amazon.com/automotive. That's amazon.com/automotive.
I need somebody, help, not just anybody, help, you know I need someone,
help. Ron Ananian.
I don't know anything about the bottom of this engine. Would the trans be red, though?
Trans should be red. However, you know, don't judge it by color because the vehicle is 9 years old.
The Car Doctor.
You know what? I've been working on my abs. Yeah, I've got a six-pack now. So we all have a six-pack inside. It just takes a while to bring it out.
So do I, because, you know, I need it when I do the show.
Right, you're drinking, I understand.
Welcome to the radio home of Ron Ananian, the Car Doctor. Since 1991, this is where car owners the world over turn to for their definitive opinion on automotive repair. If your mechanic's giving you a busy signal, pick up the phone and call in. The garage doors are open.
But I am here to take your calls at 855-560-9900.
And now, here's Ronnie.
We had a 2012 Chevy Equinox this week in the shop. And, you know, it was just, sometimes the repairs are nonsensical in a sense of, because you're working on it and you're going, why am I doing this? It shouldn't be bad. It's not supposed to break. The customer complaint was a fuel smell. And we looked at it, and sure enough, yeah, the fuel line was leaking. The stainless steel fuel line was leaking. Now, isn't the idea of stainless steel so that it won't corrode, it won't rot, it won't leak? Isn't that why we go through the expense of stainless in the first place? But then is it really stainless steel? Because you could see there was a little, well, let me back up. So 2012 Chevy Equinox, and the fuel leak was where the stainless steel line, and I keep saying that because that's what it is. It's actually not stainless steel, though. I believe it's stainless steel coating. I believe it to be a line coating, that they've coated the line assembly. And it's not exactly 100% pure. It had a tiny little blister where they, I don't understand what GM engineers are thinking. They hold the fuel lines, they hold all the steel lines in a plastic clip. And that clip, you know, every time I see plastic near anything in the way of a clip, and it's gripping it real tight, that holds the moisture. And I don't care how good it's coated. I don't care if it's a solid piece of stainless. It's going to break down the metal it's holding onto at some point, somehow. In this case, you know, there had to be a slight little imperfection in the coating, and some moisture got underneath the outside casing. And over time, that line rotted to the point that it had a pinhole leak in it. Now, if that wasn't bad enough, the purge line, because the purge line 4, you know, comes out of the tank to go up to the front of the engine, purge for evaporative emissions operations. The purge line rusted, a 6 to 8 inch section of it, like it was going to fall off the car, like I needed a tetanus shot after looking at it and without even touching it. That's how badly rusted the purge line was. And that was made out of steel. I give the fuel line credit. At least it didn't rot like the purge. It just created this little tiny pinhole that was peeing fuel. Okay, so we're going to do a fuel line and a purge line and, you know, put the car back on the road. The box that these two pieces came in was so tall, the poor parts kid, I mean, he had to loop the box in front and then stand it up, rest it down, step inside, and then pick it up and carry it and put it down, which we ended up telling him to take it and leave it outside the shop anyway because it was so big there was no place, because it's the length of the car. It's the whole fuel line. It's just, you can't imagine how long this is. And I said to myself, and I mentioned this to Danny, I said, wouldn't it have made more sense if they cut both lines in half and nutted them together, you know, just two steel nuts like a brake line setup and a flared coupling in the middle, and it would be easier to ship, easier to handle, easier to store. I just don't understand some of the things that these guys are thinking. But they're just off in their own zone. But that happens, right? So we, you know, put it all together and they're not bashful what they charge for this, by the way. All right. I think the fuel line was $700 just for a piece of, you know, from here to there. Because it went up to the engine, it had a piece of braided line on the end. There's a fuel pressure sensor on the line. They had that incorporated in. And I looked at it and I said, it's so unique that there's no way you're ever going to see anything like this in the aftermarket. I guess the aftermarket would try to repair that line, but I don't see how they could because it's a coating. I don't see how you could crimp that. You couldn't put, you know, in the old days we would put what we called a ferrule nut setup, which is a compression sleeve with an actual hex nut going into an adapter, and you would crush it down and you would mate the two together and seal it up. But, you know, when a line is coated or dipped in whatever it was, which it looked like stainless to me, that was my initial reaction, you can't use a ferrule compression fitting. It just doesn't work because you're gonna break the back of the dipping material, so to speak, and it's going to break its bond with the pipe that it's attached to, and it's going to leak. Cars are made funny. They, you know, you look at how they're made and how they're designed, and you say, was anybody thinking? And yet they sell millions of them. So it just, you know, it kind of boggles the mind. I guess if cars were perfect, this radio show would be on the air. So some people would like that, but more people would not. So we'll stay. Anyway. Hey, Ron, longtime listener. Thanks for the great show. I was hoping to get some input. We recently purchased our 2020 Acura. When our lease ended, the vehicle has approximately 36,000 miles on it. We received a letter regarding a recall, number 23, Victor-751. I sent Mark an email about this, by the way, campaign number GGO. I wanted to put this up on air. Service bulletin number 23-036. Yeah, I read 23-036 from Acura. You know, you would think Acura, Honda. And I call Honda out and Acura out whenever these things happen because they've got this idea that they don't make any mistakes. And I kind of like to point them out just because they're human like the rest of us. They're not immortal. If you own a late model Acura MDX and you're driving it with a V6, you're maybe under subject to recall. Model years, if I recall correctly, it was 2016, 2015 through 20. And that's actually what the bulletin says. I have it in front of me. Yeah, that's actually what the bulletin says, 2015 through 20. And it's actually MDX and TLXs, V6s, Acura Honda V6s, where they're having problems with connecting rods and bearings and crankshafts falling out the bottom of the engine. And oops. And here's the kicker, all right? Mark said that, you know, he's got a concern. He said this is a concern as it's my wife's car and we use it for long-distance travel. Have you heard anything about this and what do you think? Sounds like an engine tear down and a rebuild or replacement. Thanks for your time and knowledge, Mark. You know, as I said to Mark, I said the problem here, and The actual recall is for the crankshaft brakes and the bottom of the engine falls out. So minor problem, you know, especially for the guy behind you, which, you know, you've got to think about this now, right? You're driving your car down the highway at 70 miles an hour and the bottom of the engine, you know, it just blows up and falls out through the oil pan. Well, if you're behind this guy at 70 miles an hour, imagine running over half of an engine at 70 miles an hour. What's that going to do to your car? And then, you know, who's responsible for that? But here's the best part. So, you know, Acura, Honda, whoever, in their efforts to keep, you know, this is all about, you know, cover your butt. You know, they come out with a bulletin. There's no parts. There's no loaner cars. So Mark right now, I said, go back to the dealer. I said, tell them you want a loaner car. I wouldn't be comfortable. You know, would you be comfortable driving a car knowing that the engine has a recall on it, that it could blow up? And I said, you know, and you know, especially your wife, she's probably a nervous wreck driving this car. So be aware of that. The bulletin number again is 23-036. If you think you're affected, you could take your 17-digit VIN and go out to NHTSA, National Highway Traffic Safety Authority, NHTSA.gov, and there'll be a place there you can type in the VIN, and it will tell you if you're under recall or not. Not that that's going to do you any good, because you can't get parts, you can't get a loaner vehicle, you're stuck with this car. Which, you know, I mean, I don't understand, I just have to digress a minute. I don't understand how this thing called an engine, which we've been making for, oh, I don't know, 100 years, we all of a sudden don't know how to make certain parts such that they'll fail. I thought cars were getting better and more indestructible, but I guess I'm dreaming. You know, it doesn't make any sense to me, but be aware. You know, years ago, as an aside, years ago there was conversation that vehicle owners were going to be allowed, and it actually went through Congress. I'm going back 15, maybe almost 18 years. It actually went through Congress. There was a bill in front of Congress where they were going to require vehicle manufacturers to send bulletins of safety or importance, not just recalls, but some of the other things. And then there was conversation. I think it failed because they were like, well, let's just send everything to the consumer, the person that owns the vehicle, or give them the ability to access it. And I think it's necessary. I think you need to. I think if you spend $40,000, $50,000, $60,000 on a vehicle, you're entitled to know the manufacturer is saying, hey, this is a problem, folks. This is something that could go wrong. But they don't. All right, they keep it bottled up. It's really hard to get information out of them, and I think they're wrong for that. I think that everybody should know here's a common issue, and it would save lives, never mind save money, but common sense, that common sense thing again. 855-560-9900, Ron and Andy, the Car Doctor, coming back right after this. Don't go away.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER. It's the time of year when everyone is making plans to hit the road. If you're gearing up to get outside, Amazon Automotive is here to help. Whether you're hitting the beach, the trail, or somewhere in between, you'll find great deals on parts and accessories for your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Simply visit us online to customize your vehicle with a wide selection of floor mats, bike racks, camping equipment, power sports, accessories, and more. Get going today at amazon.com/automotive. That's amazon.com/automotive.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Keep Ron's number handy, 855-560-9900, for when you really need advice on your car. Here's Ron.
Hey, let's do a quick piece of email. By the way, the phone number is 855-560-9900. Good time to get in. The phones are quiet. Let's go do this. Mike GT Innovations wrote me a nice long email here with questions about a 2000 Lincoln Town Car. Hey, Ron. Long-time listener, greatly appreciate your expertise, personal service, diligence, and humor. This guy must be a relative. I've been an IT engineer. I can't read today. I've been an IT engineer and part-time mechanic for 40 years and use the same troubleshooting techniques with both to solve problems. I've always determined what's good so I know what's bad and then divide and conquer. My father-in-law has a 2000 Lincoln Town Car with automatic electronic air temperature control, climate control, and would call me stating that his heat air defrost works fine when first driving the car, but after 30 minutes, no air comes out of anywhere. He can drive 20 minutes to the store and it works fine, then comes out of the store and drives back 20 minutes and it's fine. It's always a 30-minute time frame, which is weird. Sounds like computer-related just off the top of my head, Mike, before we go further, because it's just so precision-timed. It sounds like something electronic is timing out. I had him drive out to my place, which is 45 minutes away, and sure enough, when he arrived, I could hear the fan on high, but nothing out of the floor face or defrost fans. I did the EATC diagnostic, all floor auto, and no fault codes, pressed buttons between floor face, defrost, and no change. Turned off the car 5 minutes later, started up and blew out just fine. As with computers, non-repeatable intermittent problems are hard to solve, so I was hoping that it would finally fail this winter. So I quickly diagnosed it. In the meantime, I read online that a common problem could be the 24-year-old O-rings in the EATC unit, causing a vacuum leak, so I replaced them, but it didn't solve it. The next possibility I thought of is the HVAC vacuum reservoir under the cowl, but I've not checked it. Winter is not a big deal since he does not go on long trips, but summer will be a hassle, so I told him I would email you, see if you've seen this issue and had any suggestions. Thanks in advance, Mike. Mike, this is a pretty simple system, all right? You've got a vacuum reservoir out under the hood, and it pulls vacuum in from the engine, manifold vacuum, all right? And it then goes out and it feeds the automatic climate control unit under the dash, all right? That automatic climate control unit under the dash then splits and it will go to there's two servo motors or two vacuum diaphragms. One controls heat defrost, one controls panel defrost, and the other one controls, the second one controls floor to panel. So the access point, if you were to take out the ashtray, this is going to sound weird, but if you take out the ashtray, all right, you will see the vacuum lines come right up into the back of the ashtray. Those are the two vacuum lines that feed the, if I remember right, the floor panel servo. There's two lines there. Do you have vacuum there? Put a vacuum gauge to it and go for a ride when the problem's happening. Do you have vacuum there? If you don't have vacuum on either one of those lines, then you've got to trace it back to the electronic climate control unit. Does it have vacuum coming in? And you're right. Go to the vacuum reservoir. Now, try this, okay? And this is going to sound really crazy. But if you put the parking brake on, this should have a vacuum release parking brake. If you put the parking brake on and then put it in drive, does the parking brake automatically release? If it does not,
then I'm going to tell you that you probably have a vacuum supply problem. Why? Because the vacuum line that goes to the parking brake control unit, all right, comes from the same vacuum reservoir. They split the two lines out the back. One goes down to the climate control. One goes over to the parking brake. So if it can't pull the parking brake off, as a matter of fact, you could go to the parking brake and check. You should have engine vacuum at that parking brake release. And if you do not, again, you've got to go back and trace your sources out. So the best thing you could do if you're stuck with this is get yourself a vacuum diagram, and it breaks it down into real simple. There's not a lot of vacuum lines here. And you're going to find that this sounds like a vacuum supply problem that's bleeding off, or this is going to be, it's got plenty of vacuum coming into the electronic control unit, but the mechanical side is failing over time and it needs to be replaced. And there's really not a whole lot else here. So just try that. If you need me, you know where to find me, give me a call. We had a listener call in. I just want to do this real quick before we take the break. Marty from Tennessee in Knoxville, Tennessee. I remember Knoxville, Tennessee. Wonderful down there. Anyway, a caller a few weeks ago, you were talking about a product that you put in your radiator to seal up different things like the heater core, and I couldn't catch the name. Can you tell me what it was? It was K-Seal, Marty. You're speaking about K-Seal cooling system sealer. If you could get back to me, and he gave us his phone number, Marty, we couldn't get a hold of you today, but I wanted to get this out on air. We were talking about K-Seal. K-Seal is, you know, it's, and we're fortunate. Listen, we were using K-Seal before they became a sponsor. Our use of K-Seal led them to us because, you know, I was talking about it prior and, you know, one thing led to another. But I'm fortunate in that a lot of the companies I use in the shop, I get to, it's not hard to convince them to come on to be sponsors and advertisers here on air because they realize what this radio show is. So, you know, you're looking for K-Seal, Marty, and just follow the directions on the bottle. They also make, I think the part number you're looking for is ST Stephen Thomas 3501. They also make a product, ST 5501, which is their head gasket sealer, K-Seal cooling system head gasket sealer, which I believe the number is 33% more sealing power. So the head gasket sealer has a larger quantity of sealer in it. So if you're dealing with a head gasket, it will work and do the job that you're expecting it to do. So, but you're looking for K-Seal. More information at kseal.com. All right. Let me pull over, take the pause. When we come back, we've got a full phone board. I'm Ronan Naney and the Car Doctor. We're going to get to everybody right after this. Don't go away.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's the time of year when everyone is making plans to hit the road. If you're gearing up to get outside, Amazon Automotive is here to help. Whether you're hitting the beach, the trail, or somewhere in between, you'll find great deals on parts and accessories for your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Simply visit us online to customize your vehicle with a wide selection of floor mats, bike racks, camping equipment, power sports, accessories, and more. Get going today at amazon.com/automotive. That's amazon.com/automotive.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future.
It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Ron Anian, the Car Doctor here, 855-560-9900. Let's go to Herbie in Virginia. Herbie, how can I help? What's going on?
Morning, Ron.
Yes, sir.
2016 VW Jetta Hybrid. Wife drives it 99% of the time back and forth between our home and the ranch that he's babysat for the last 7 years. 105,000 miles, the transmission went kaflooey.
Okay.
Absolutely no warning, nothing.
Right.
And can't get VW to tell me whether or not this particular transmission had a problem, never issued any bulletins, and it was an $11,000 job to find the last one in America to put in it.
Yeah. And, you know, they did have some problems. There were some issues. They usually set a P0841 trans fluid pressure switch, which is part of the mechatronic unit internal in the trans. The problem is to get it out, it's a lot of work. And, you know, at that stage, you're talking about a car that's, what, 16? So it's 8 years old now, or, you know, 9 years old, depending upon, you know, service date, 100,000 miles. You're going to start patch repairing a transmission or put a trans in it. It's and look at the expense, right? Herbie, that's crazy.
Yeah.
$11,000 for a transmission. And we can't make something last longer than that?
Most transmissions are supposed to last about 200,000 miles, aren't they?
Yeah, you'll see. You know, I'll see transmissions around 150. I'm expecting to put a trans in a vehicle. All right? But on average, okay? Somebody comes in and they tell me, you know, my car's burning oil and I'm told that it's normal because it's a quart every 1,000 miles. The industry says that's good. Some car companies are talking a quart every 800 miles, which blows my mind. I just don't understand. Yeah, I don't get it. You know, we're all about clean air and the environment and, you know, clean, green and all that. And yet we're allowing cars to burn oil because the catalytic converter then does the job and reduces down the emissions. And we burn out the cat and then we have to put a cat on the car. Or we replace the vehicle because we find out cats are $7,000.
Well, the car's been extremely dependable, and my wife has really enjoyed it. So, and guess what? And the new transmission only has a guarantee for 1 year. My question was, if it's a brand new transmission, how come it isn't a 36,000-mile or a 3-year guarantee like a brand new car?
Well, and I would ask them, all fair questions, and I would ask them, I have a couple of questions. Was it a real Volkswagen trans, or was it an outside rebuilder that Volkswagen uses? Right.
The slightest idea. You know, allegedly, the new one is a brand new one, a Volkswagen transmission.
So then,
the one that came in 2016, I have to think, was
right, a
Volkswagen transmission.
Well, no, I'm talking about the replacement. So the replacement was a real VW unit. So then why is it only, you're right,
say.
Why is it only 12 months, 12,000 miles? That doesn't seem like it's enough of a warranty. You know, most manufacturers, let me just tell you this, most manufacturers, you use a replacement powertrain unit from like Chrysler engines are, I believe, 3 years, 50,000 miles. Some of them are 3 years, unlimited mileage. So I would, you know, you may want to ask, can you buy an extended warranty policy on that? It may pay off because, my gosh, $11,000. If you spend $2,000 on a policy to get another 5 years out of it, by then you're done with the car anyway. You're coming out ahead, right?
Well, hey, my 2006 Jetta diesel gets me 60 miles of the gallon, has 220,000 miles on it. It's going to the junkyard when I go.
Right. Well, is it a stick or an automatic?
Stick.
That's why. And you know how to drive a car. That's the other part of it.
Well, thanks, Ron. I really appreciate it. Keep up the good work on the program.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it, and thanks for being there. Let's wander over and talk to... Bye-bye. Let's wander over and let's go talk to Tom in New Hampshire and see what's on his mind. Tom, you're on with the Car Doctor. How can I help, sir?
Hi, Ron.
Yes, sir.
I'll preface this by saying I've been a truck driver my entire life.
Okay.
I started listening to you when I was young from my dad, and you were talking about planned obsolescence, and way back, I remember you doing an interview with a Chevy person from the factory, and that's what they wanted then.
Oh, sure.
Once the car starts to, you just get rid of it instead of
why fix it? Listen, I go back to it's funny how my brain is wired, because I remember little bits and pieces of things that I read. I can see things that I read 50 years ago when I was much younger.
Yeah,
and it sticks with me. I remember the article. That General Motors declared they had finally engineered the Turbo Hydromatic 400, which was a 60s transmission, right?
Yeah.
A Turbo Hydromatic 400, on average, would go 250,000 miles in the 60s and the 70s. Yeah. And General Motors didn't like that, so they put some engineers on it, and they finally got the engineers to dumb it down enough that it would only go 100,000 miles and then fail. And they put
it. A 1967 Impala with a 283 and a 2-speed automatic that got 23 miles a gallon at the time.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, listen, more is better. Technology is better, I guess.
Yes, it is. I have arguments with my son all the time.
Listen, we talk about technology. Sometimes it's not cars. I decided to join the next evolution, and I put my credit card in my cell phone on Google Pay. All right, because it's kind of neat. I saw this a couple of times, and I said, "Hey, this is kind of neat." You put your credit card on your phone.
It is.
Now you can walk up to a credit card terminal and go dink, and you never got to take your credit card out. Which, if we're trying to be security conscious of those around us, because the world is supposed to be such a scary place, so you go dink. Here's the catch.
Uh-huh.
In order to do that and use that technology, I now have to put a PIN password on my phone. And every time my phone screen goes dark, I have to use my PIN password to access my phone. Which, okay, I get it, but it's a big pain in the neck. You know, when we're sitting here doing the radio show, Tom's not in studio with me. Tom's 100 miles north. We're doing this by remote. And I've got to text Tom back and forth. I don't have time to enter another set of numbers and another okay and another continue and another, sometimes more technology. Sometimes more technology is just not good. So we take a pause.
I do have a small question for you.
Go ahead.
it's a small one. A 99 Ford F-250, V10, is there a way to tell if it has the two-piece spark plugs in it or not?
It does not, not in 99. Two-piece plugs started, I believe, 2004 model year, and they only were there for about 7 years. They went 2004 through 2010.
I was worried about that.
Now you're safe.
I think I have to do spark plugs.
Yeah, you're safe. Well, if you've never had them out, now you're talking about plugs that have been in there almost 25 years. So, you're going to...
But it only has 100,000 miles on it.
Well, you still,
we age from sitting.
You know what I'm going to tell you. So...
Yes, sir.
It's pull the spark plug wire tubes, coil packs, whatever's on that, off.
Yep.
And I would shoot a little bit of PB Blaster in each hole and
let it sit. I love PB Blaster.
Yeah, and let it sit.
And I love that you use AutoZone now. I've been using them for years.
Yeah. And just let it soak a little bit. Crack the plugs loose just a little bit and give another shot of PB.
Yep.
And let it sit overnight. And you're probably going to find the next morning you're going to walk out there and the plugs are going to walk out of the head.
Thank you,
you'll know right away. All right, sir?
Thank you, sir.
You're very welcome,
Tom. I hope you have a good rest of the day.
You too. Be well, be safe. I'm Ron Ananian and the Car Doctor. We are back right after this. Don't go away.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's the time of year when everyone is making plans to hit the road. If you're gearing up to get outside, Amazon Automotive is here to help. Whether you're hitting the beach, the trail, or somewhere in between, you'll find great deals on parts and accessories for your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Simply visit us online to customize your vehicle with a wide selection of floor mats, bike racks, camping equipment, power sports, accessories, and more. Get going today at amazon.com/automotive. That's amazon.com/automotive.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at PurdueGlobal.edu.
Welcome back. Ron Ananian, the Car Doctor here, 855-560-9900. I want to talk a little bit about batteries. I get a lot of battery questions during the course of the week. We do a fair share of batteries at the shop. And, you know, an observation from Kathy, our office girl that shows up Wednesday and Friday, about her son's Jeep. You know, she pointed out something and she was right. And I, you know, it's something we've touched on, but haven't really gone deep into. So her son's Jeep, it's a 2015 Jeep Grand Cherokee, has an AGM battery underneath the passenger side seat. It's not the most accessible place. You're not going to get to it easily. It's probably every bit of 45 minutes to change this battery and then some, because the seat has to come all the way forward and up, and you have to get the cover off, and then you have to get, and it's a mess. Then if the vehicle has start-stop, right, like so many vehicles have start-stop technology, what Chrysler does in this application on a newer one, they will put a second battery right next to the first. To get the first battery out, to get the primary battery out, you got to take out the little battery. And then you've got to keep in mind, as Kathy so aptly pointed out, she's kind of observant, which is why we keep her around. It's not the most accessible thing you can get to. It's sort of buried. So this isn't like the old days where you could change a battery easily in a parking lot with the hood up. This is both doors open, passenger side, front and back door, the seat all the way forward, working from front and back. It's tough to gain access. And you've got to be aware, it's an AGM battery. It's an absorbent glass mat battery in a 15 and newer Chrysler. And if it's a start-stop vehicle, it's going to have an AGM battery in it. You know, they've got longer life, but they still need to be tested on a regular basis. And that was the point of Kathy's question. And so many of you other questions out there, you've been asking me, hey, does you know, does it matter when you test it, or do you need to test it? And, you know, how does that work? Right. So just be mindful and be aware that, you know, this is something that, you know, AGM batteries, technology's changed, and they still need to be tested. You know, what really got me thinking about this was I got gas this morning at the Shell station. There's a new Shell station here in town, and it's actually the old Texaco station I used to work at as a kid. And I'm looking around and I'm thinking, you know, Billy, my first boss that I talk about from time to time, you know, he's gone, the station's gone. I'm still here, though. I have to think about that. But a lot of what Billy said still applies. It's got to have good brakes. It's got to have good tires. It's got to have a good battery, right? And the cooling system has to be adequate. And, you know, those are still the important things, even in a car today. I think the battery is probably even more important because of the electronics on the vehicle. And as Kathy said, can a weak battery damage electronics? You know, they take a lot of steps to avoid that. But in some cases, yeah, you know, we've taken batteries that were old, tired, bad, failed the test, replaced them, and the radio's locked up or the body computer's locked up, and we've actually had to tie battery cables together and bleed down the system for 15 minutes to get it to start operating again because they get hung, just like your desktop computer gets hung after a Windows update. And, you know, you've got to turn the computer off and wait for it to, quote-unquote, bleed out. So just batteries have changed. You know, there's an awful lot of reading you could do. I'm going to send you out to autobatteries.com, of course, our preferred site for finding information about batteries. They talk about AGM. They talk about standard lead batteries. But it's a good source. A lot of questions, a lot of answers out there, but just be thinking about it. And, you know, and then last, I want to tell you that, yeah, you're sitting on top of that battery in those Jeep and Chrysler products. You know, it's a concern. So technology's changing. We have to change with it. We've got to get educated. We got to get smart. Autobatteries.com. Let me pull over, take the pause. I'm Ron Ananian and the Car Doctor. I'll be back right after this. Don't go away.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's the time of year when everyone is making plans to hit the road. If you're gearing up to get outside, Amazon Automotive is here to help. Whether you're hitting the beach, the trail, or somewhere in between, you'll find great deals on parts and accessories for your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Simply visit us online to customize your vehicle with a wide selection of floor mats, bike racks, camping equipment, power sports, accessories, and more. Get going today at amazon.com/automotive. That's amazon.com/automotive.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Ah.
back. Ron Nanny, the Car Doctor, winding it down this week. You know, if you think technology hasn't changed, and, you know, I want to add one last thing. You know, Kathy got me thinking. You know, she's saying, yeah, but you're sitting on the battery. That's right, Kath. And if the cover is missing, if the technician doesn't install the cover back under the seat in a spot you can't easily see, you know, all that's being exposed to inside the vehicle. You wonder, battery fumes, battery gassing, although AGM batteries don't do it as often or as much or at all. But, yeah, you know what? A lot of this depends on everybody doing their job correctly. So I get it. It's a safety concern. I was reading an article, you know, talking about technology changing. I was reading an article on Jalopnik. I think it's, is it jalopnik.com or jalopnik.org? I'm not sure which, but I've got to go check this. I'm not aware of this, but now I am. But Toyota, a start-stop technology in a Toyota, they've actually got a fault code that will set based on how many times the vehicle has started. So if the vehicle, Toyota will allow, the article says, Toyota will allow 384,000 starts before it throws a code. And then they want you to put a starter in the car. So I guess there is a, you know, there is a limit to how much abuse they're going to let the starter take and what's going to happen to it. But now I've got to go find a Toyota with start stop and look and see if there's a reset and if there's a fault code. I'm going to have to look it up in ALLDATA. I'm sure ALLDATA will have it. And but isn't that something, right? You never thought, hey, I've got a fault code. What's wrong with it? You need a starter. We never thought things would be that simple.
You know, I was watching the mail person the other day going up the street here. Right. They've got start-stop in those trucks.
Right.
Every mailbox, that thing stops and then right. starts.
Well, Tom,
there's,
listen.
What, 150 mailboxes on the street?
You know, ask any landscaper. The lawn season's going to be coming up. Ask any landscaper. How many lawns do they cut a day? They'll tell you 50. That means that truck stops and starts 50 times every day, 6 days a week. Times the length of the season. Start doing the math. It's crazy. It's absolutely crazy. You know, it's all numbers, folks. You know, geez, I didn't get to my F-150 Lightning story again. I'm going to do it next week. We're going to talk about Ford and the F-150 Lightning and what's going on over there because this, never mind the hour, the 2 hours just flew by. Hey, I'm Ron Anani in the Car Doctor. In case you forgot, I'm reminding you and I'm telling you once again, good mechanics aren't expensive. They're priceless. See ya.
It's the time of year when everyone is making plans to hit the road. If you're gearing up to get outside, Amazon Automotive is here to help. Whether you're hitting the beach, the trail, or somewhere in between, you'll find great deals on parts and accessories for your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Simply visit us online to customize your vehicle with a wide selection of floor mats, bike racks, camping equipment, power sports, accessories, and more. Get going today at Amazon.com/automotive. That's Amazon.com/automotive.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.